Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I'm not a doctor, so.
It's questionable. Questionable concern.
All right.
On 95.7 The Game.
Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line 408. Willard Mahomes is going first now. No, he's not. I mean, you can have your opinion. I have mine. Do you think that? Do you think if there was a mock, like take all the GMs in the NFL.
Everybody's available.
Everybody's available. First pick in the draft is?
It's Josh Allen.
I totally agree.
Maybe someone, second.
No, I don't. I think they would take Lamar.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, you've got a guy who's been to and won. He's won three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And all the guy's done throughout his career is win.
There's absolutely no way to poke holes in what he's done. But if you're assessing the way teams do in a draft, where they're going, okay, I'm looking at skills, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at how I'm projecting. Again, you're bringing someone to a team that at that moment has no other players on it. So the idea basically is, like, what do you think the Chiefs would be over the last 7 years if Josh Allen were their quarterback? And that's kind of, I guess, what you're trying to project. I mean, Greg Cosell has been on our show the last 2 weeks saying that, a defensive coordinator told him that Mahomes is not that great with progression reads. You can also look around, honk, honk, you can look around at what's going on around players. Like the team that you've built, the Chiefs don't go to the Super Bowl last year without that defense. The defense was what made them good last year. I cannot poke holes in Patrick Mahomes. He's a Hall of Famer. He's awesome. But I'm also going to keep it real. Like if you ask me right now who's a better player in this league, there are two players better. I bet I get a lot of people to agree with me who have the job of NFL GM.
Yeah, and you can think what you want, and you can like who you like. I look at Mahomes and the things that he does in huge moments that, you know, a lot of other quarterbacks haven't done, and that, yeah, to me, that matters a lot, whether it's him falling down and throwing it underhand or behind the back or whatever, all the wild theatrics that he goes through. He makes plays.
I know.
He makes winning plays in winning moments.
We're going to do Ride the Dibbers here in literally a sec. I just like the famous Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes game in the playoffs, and everyone's, oh, Patrick beat Josh. It's like, actually, Patrick beat the Bills' defense. Like, Josh didn't do anything wrong in that game. All he did was score every time he got the ball, and then Patrick scores every time he gets. It's just like the game week one. Bills and Ravens. Did Josh beat Lamar? I don't look at it that way. Lamar did nothing wrong in that football game.
Yeah, Derrick Henry fumbled.
Right. So, anyway, speaking of the Buffalo Bills, I'm told that they're about to play a game. I'm told that it's a primetime game.
Yep.
I'm told my partner picks all the primetime games.
I do, yeah.
I'm told he picks them well.
So far this year, yeah. 90% win rate.
Let's ride the Dibbers. I will share with the audience that once upon a time, after one of the 9 wins that you've had already this year, there was a text to the thread that stated it's time for a new open.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that would actually be the most entertaining way to do this. The fact that you are bucking the name of the segment.
Bucking Brooks.
Is what.
Thank you. Is it Friday?
Yeah, safe. No, we're safe. It's not okay. Friday. Nope. Anyway, that's what makes it great. So you keep shining in the face of the open in the name of the bit as long as you can, and then we'll see where it goes from here. The great Henry Bibby, once upon a time, head coach of the USC Trojans, used to only say, we're only as good as our last game. And so let's find out what you do tonight. The Bills hosting the Dolphins. The spread is large. It is 11.5. Dibs?
Well, it's large, and one team is in charge, and one team is in shambles. And, you know, I'm coming off of one win in a row, the second half of the Monday night doubleheader, and I looked at this game at the start of the week, and it was 12.5, and I have my pool with spreads, and I do confidence, and this game was my fourth most confident of the week. And since then, the spreads come down a point. So now, if you like Buffalo against a team that is maybe seven hours away from finding a new head coach because they are absolutely broken, this one to me is almost too easy. Buffalo is going to absolutely demolish Miami at home. Short week for both. Miami has to travel. Buffalo's the home team. This one feels like easy pickings. I'm taking Buffalo and laying the 11.5.
Now, Lucas is not here today. Lucas is the king fader.
Yep.
I will share with everybody that Ken was looking at me as you made your pick and giving me a very hefty nod.
He's a Dolphin fan.
But he's also a Dolphin fan, which means that you have to abstain because you're just mad at your team. That's all that's going on right now. You're not saying, I don't think you think this is a great pick. I think you're just angry at your team.
I think it's an amazing pick, actually. Can I give you some reasons why?
Well, sure.
Okay. Aside from the offense, which has struggled in the first week.
First week, not the second week.
The defense is one of the worst in the NFL. Can I just give you a little stats?
Yeah.
I actually wrote them down for you.
That's a stat.
So, second most points allowed in the NFL, 66. Bears are number one. Dating back to last year, they had 13 straight scoring possessions.
Yeah.
That means the opposing offense has scored 13 straight times.
No, the Colts week one did not. They scored on all of their drives.
All of their drives.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then over 30 points allowed in each game. So we gave up 33 points to the Colts, 33 points to the Pats at home. Yeah, you're right. Over 50% third down conversion rate. So if it's third down, there's a great chance you're going to convert on that Miami Dolphins defense.
Once again, I think that you're proving what I'm saying, not what he's saying. You just mad, dog. And by the way, it's your fault. You're the weirdo who picks teams all over the damn country to root for.
Not true.
You're the Mets / Dolphins fan.
My mother's from Florida.
You're confused.
Man, now you're calling mom out.
Got baseball in Florida. Why don't you root for them?
Well, then I lived in New York, too. So
well, they got football in New York. Why don't you root for
them? A lot
of
Dolphins fans in New York, too.
Let me just add.
One day we'll get a drink and you'll explain it all to me. Like, which city was which sport? But anyway, go ahead. One more thing
on top of this. I walk in here. First thing Ken tells me when I see him today is, I got a teaser on the game tonight, Grandy. And in my mind, he's like, oh, you bet the number down, and then you take the Bills. Bills maybe minus 7.5 instead of 11.5 or whatever it is. He says, no, I'm doing Bills minus 16.5.
I actually found out it's 14.5. I'm going minus 14.
He's confident.
It's a reverse teaser.
I will say this, dude. You're 9-1, and everything that the two of you are saying makes all the sense in the world, which is why I ain't touching this sucker. You, like gambling,
this is a classic Willard where if it looks too good, you go the other way.
Gambling is not that easy. The way you guys make it sound, you're like, what moron would pick the Dolphins plus 11.5? Well, I'd argue half the public. Half the public. The number is there for a reason. And it's a division game. I'm not taking the Dolphins. For me, this is a no play. I get your pick. It makes all the sense in the world. Scares the living bejesus out of me to actually put money on it.
Well, and this is a classic just case saying. Where, you know, you normally in this spot where it looks like it's too good to be true, it usually is, and you'd go the other way. And if you look at it, it opened at 12.5, and now it's at 11.5.
So down.
Money's which, going on to Miami.
The sharps are on the Dolphins.
And I do know that Miami's their corner. Ken, who's their corner with the really fun name?
Like Storm Duck.
Thank you, Storm Duck. I was going to say Logan Duck. I know Storm Duck is out. Their other corner is out. And Josh Allen is, ooh, he's the fanciest quarterback around.
He doesn't even throw the ball that much.
Blindside right. Offensive line's out, too.
Yeah, well, whatever. I would actually like it better if it were Duck Storm. You just switch it the other way around. That'd yeah. It'd be even better.
Storm Duck.
Storm Duck is good. But
37-13 is your final tonight.
Maybe.
Cuckoosh.
Yeah. Like, this is one of those where I'm like, that's a lot of points. This is an NFL football game. Giving up double-digit points to me is always, that's really hard. But like hell, I'm going to put money on Miami. Like, that's nuts. This is possibly the best team in the league against the worst team in the league. If I asked you before this week and I went, pick any matchup, give me the absolute biggest spread that you can find in the NFL. Best team at home against the worst team on the road. Is this the matchup you'd pick?
No, you probably would go to, I think Carolina would be a worse team, but this would be the team on top I would pick, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the DVOA numbers, which I know is an advanced metric and puts some people to sleep.
It's early.
Buffalo's only 11th in DVOA, and Miami's 27th, so they're actually better than five other teams.
Don't ever forget that Buffalo got their butts kicked for about 2.5 hours during week one.
Against?
Butts kicked.
Against?
Baltimore.
Right. A very, very good team.
My point is,
on the road.
My point is then Derrick Henry fumbles, Josh goes bananas, and we head for food and go, Bills, best team in the NFL. It's like, dude, they're good. They're very good. I think the Ravens are better. That's just me. I think the Ravens are better.
That's fine, so, and you can look at so that
numbers,
part of it.
But numbers get inflated because of stuff like that.
Well, what doesn't get inflated is, A, the eye test, and B, the press conference. And you've got the Miami head coach looking like and saying crazy things. You've got you've got Tyreek Hill openly questioning his ability to lead men.
They're a mess.
So
they're a mess.
Like, in a normal situation, divisional game, 11.5, yeah, it's a lot, but you've got a broken team going all the way up to Western Buffalo to take on a team that's good at home. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. But this one for me is
look,
no way I'm taking Miami in the
yeah,
points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Buffalo going to win the football game. I just think, could there be like a backdoor cover? Blah, blah. That's a lot of points.
Yep.
It's a lot of points. So anyway, for me, it's a no play, but I'm rooting for you because you're 9-1 and I have no reason to doubt you. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I'll be real with you. We'll play Brock Purdy for you again in just a sec. He spoke for about 5 consecutive minutes today after practice. And it's funny because you and I sat here for a while and went, man, they usually don't let injured players talk. And then he talked. But Mac Jones talked first, so the Niners are playing possum a little bit. I think they do that for the opponent. I think they do that just because they probably don't truly know. You know, and I think their plan is for Mac Jones, but they want to be open to it being Brock if he's ready to go. That's my view on how they're playing this. We end up in a discussion about should he or shouldn't he. And I think it's a tough conversation. Because on the real, we don't know what he's feeling, and we're not doctors. Now, if one of you out there is a doctor, fire away. 888-957-9570. But I will just accept sort of the same opinion that I think the Niners have, which is I'm going to lean into Mac Jones this week. I'm going to lean on that. That's probably the right thing to do. But I'm going to be open to Brock being ready to play, and I'm not going to call the 49ers out if they play him, because that means that health professionals decided that that was a safe thing to do. And I also am not yet, because of one game in New Orleans, I am not of the opinion that there is not much of a drop-off from Brock to Mac. That's not, I don't share that opinion. And so I won't be shocked if he plays.
And for me, it doesn't even have to be about a drop-off. And you said this on Monday where you were a little bit annoyed that fans were making the Mac performance about Brock when it really wasn't. It was about Mac Jones, week two in New Orleans, and that was a good game. He played well, and they won the game. It doesn't mean that Mac can't go out and do it again on Sunday against Arizona. Every game is different. Every game plan is different. And I would be more concerned if you had to go to a third quarterback as opposed to these two, because I don't know how big of a gap there is between the two. That doesn't even matter. I know this, when I watched Mac Jones and going into the game, I was a lot more confident than most that they could win with Mac Jones. And so if it's Mac or Brock, it doesn't mean that, you know, it's a quarterback battle or anything like that. I think that Mac Jones is good enough, competent enough, and this team is in a good enough spot health-wise to where they can beat Arizona with either guy.
I agree
with
you.
I'll have my pick officially tomorrow. And
can't wait.
The pick is in.
Well, it can't be. We got to wait and see what the number is. It's like Darren Ruff. It's on the move.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, is there a number where you would change your mind?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
But I don't know if that number will be reached either way, no matter who is announced. And the number actually might move between Friday when I pick it and Sunday when it kicks.
But you get what you get on Friday. You get when you...
Of course, like, when I yak it in.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bagoosh.
I can't disagree with you. Like, in theory, could they beat the Arizona Cardinals with either? Sure. Absolutely. Who gives them a better chance to win? I believe it's Brock. But then again, we got to run that through the filter of, is Brock 100%? Like, who gives them a better chance if it's Mac Jones, 100% of Mac Jones, or 80% of Brock Purdy? That I don't know.
Yeah.
That I can't answer. So, anyway.
Good news, though, that he said the shoulder is fine. And
yeah,
he
shoulder,
was asked that
shoulder's
about.
Shoulder's a non-issue.
Right. So.
And it's his non-throwing shoulder anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was, that was an awkward one where he got not sacked. He got rid of the ball, but then he kind of landed hard on the left shoulder. You never want to see that.
No, absolutely not. But, yeah, that's kind of tossed aside. But I wonder, does anybody have any hesitation on this, or are you willing at this point to accept whatever it is the 49ers give you? That's kind of where I'm at. I would rather Brock play, not if it's putting him in any danger, and not if he's only going to be 70% of himself. But if Brock Purdy gets to a spot where he is ready to play at full Brock Purdy level, then I have no problem with him playing. As I said off the top of this show, one thing I hear from people that I disagree with is that, it's week three and it's the Cardinals. You know, sometimes I think we also get stuck in habits. And habitually, the Cardinals have been bad. And I don't actually know that they are this year. Like, they've won two football games. Are the opponents great? No, but they beat them. So I'm going to give them the same grace that I gave the Niners last week. You don't just win games in the NFL because you're there. Just because they play in the NFC South, we automatically get to beat them. The Cardinals are 2-0, and it's a division game, and it's at your place. Those are beyond valuable. They're worth at least a game and a half in the standings because you get a win and they get a loss. And it's a home game to boot. So this is a monstrous, monstrous game for the 49ers season and puts them in an unbelievable position. I wonder if they win this game, what the metrics would say on their playoff chances. I bet they're north of 80% if they win this game.
Yeah, I don't think it'd go that high because still haven't played the Rams. And
that's okay.
2-0 in the division would be nice.
Yeah.
And for Arizona, it's probably a bigger game for the Cardinals than the Niners because on Thursday, they host Seattle. So they've got a short week and a divisional game right after it. So you take on the Niners on the road, and if you happen to drop it, and then you've got 4 days later, Seattle comes to your place, and if you drop that, now your season's trajectory has gotten a lot different. So, you know, if you're Arizona, you probably look at these two and think, we'll take a split. Either you beat the Niners or you beat Seattle. I think that in this division, 4-2 against the division is going to be the high water mark. I don't think anyone does better than that.
I don't necessarily disagree, but I also think that's fan and media talk. I don't think anyone with organizations looks at two games and goes, we'll take a split. I think they're razor focused on the next game.
Of course,
and they are absolutely hysterical and maniacal with regard to winning it. I think that, which is why I think Brock Purdy might play. That's why I won't be shocked if he plays. There is nothing but this Cardinals game. There's nothing. They're not Jags, Rams, nothing. It is home opener, Cardinals, division game, maniacal focus.
I do think that it's 50-50 that he plays.
Wow,
I think
that's
it's a 50-50.
Number.
Yeah, I don't. The more I'm thinking about them trotting Brock out to talk today, and we'll play the whole 5 minutes here coming up, but you don't bring him out to talk unless you are willing to have him answer questions about the injury, because that was almost, that was about 80% of it.
That's a good point.
They were asked about, you know, and the one funny question was, you know, were you doing mental reps, emotional reps during the game? It's like, what's an emotional rep? Like, how would I feel if that play was me out there?
I think they meant imaginary.
I know, but it just was funny. Emotional. It might have been Jenny Lee Chan. It just tickled me because they do mental reps where you hear the play come in and you watch how Mac runs it and you think, okay, what would I have done differently? How did he do, et cetera? But the fact that he talked about the injury makes me think that it truly is a Sunday morning, how you feeling game time decision.
Might be. I just, I don't think that it goes into their thought process that at all, that it's only week three and only the Cardinals.
I agree.
That I do not, that is a fan thought. Nobody in the organization, in any organization, would ever think that way. This week's not that big of a deal. It's just, they would rather win this game than eat this week. That's a fact. So when you think about it from that standpoint, would you take a chance here or there? I don't know. Maybe, if they only think it's a slight chance. But you tell us what you hear. Here's Brock Purdy today at the podium for about 5 minutes answering questions, mostly about the state of his health.
We talked to head coach Kyle Shanahan, and I asked him what the conversations were like between you and him, and he just said, you know, it's day-to-day, how is he feeling? So how are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, exactly that. It's been a day-to-day thing this week, and I feel like I'm happy with the progress that I've been making with my foot and toe, and so more than anything, it's just going to be a day-to-day thing on how I feel. Nothing really more to that. So,
was it indeed the play you kind of scrambled out to the left and got tackled as you were going toward the sideline that you heard it? Like, how did you, when did you start feeling it, and how much worse did it get as the game went on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just accumulation of certain plays and different moments in the game and stuff. So, you know, I think I finished the game and it was more so like the adrenaline cooled down. And, you know, I was like, all right, something's wrong with my toe here. And obviously you go in, you get an MRI and you get a diagnosis and all that. So I didn't really know until after. But, you know, obviously you go throughout a game and you get hit and go through certain things. But my mindset's always been like, you know, I can play and you got to really take me off the field for something serious. But if I can walk and jog and throw a football, then I'm good to go. So like that was more so my mindset, and like I said, I didn't feel it till after. So
did you let them know during the game that there was at least something that was bothering you in some way?
Yep.
Would you play this weekend, or do you still need to wait and see how it feels in a day or two?
Definitely just gotta see, you know, come game time how I feel. It's not, obviously I want to play every game, dude. Like, I want to be out there. We only get 17 regular season games, and every game matters, especially a divisional, you know, going against the Cardinals. So if you ask me, I'd love to, but I mean, I'm trying to be smart with my body here, but you never know. We'll see when game comes.
Brock, have you ever dealt with a toe injury? And if not, do you have like more appreciation for the importance of a big toe?
Yeah, I've never dealt with a toe injury. But yeah, it's crazy. Just talking to like receivers and skill position guys that, you know, you hear them go through a toe injury or whatnot, and then they go, no, dude, it's one of the most painful things regarding, because you use your toe, you use your feet, you know, and every little movement and stuff, and you got to be explosive and go in and out of cuts. So, yeah, I definitely have a new perspective and an appreciation for, you know, making sure that your toes are healthy it's everything. So,
your shoulder, is that still an issue, or is it at this point not an issue?
No, that's good. Yeah.
Obviously, it affects your mobility. How does it affect your ability to throw a football?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's, you know, what dropping back. You know, I went back and watched film and just saw, you know, how explosive you really need to be at quarterback. You don't really think about it, but getting back from the line of scrimmage and your drop, your handoffs, carrying out a fake, bootlegs, you know, and scrambling, like, you need your toes to be able to go in and out of those cuts. And it's something that you can't really mask. You know, you got to be all in and healthy to be able to play the position of quarterback. So, now I realize that.
You have to wear like a steel plate under the toe, Brock, or have the footwear adjusted. And then my other question is, are you pretty glad you escaped what Joe Burrow's got?
Yeah, I mean, I think the orthotics and cleat footwear and stuff, you know, we're going through that right now. But yeah, there's been guys that wear, you know, the steel foundation that can help out with your toes and whatnot. Yeah, there's that. And then obviously, yeah, what happened to Joe sucks, man. And so I'm fortunate, you know, that I don't have to have surgery, but, you know, it's, I don't really know what else to say, man. It's just unfortunate.
When you're watching the game, are you going through the reps that Mac's going through mentally, emotionally? Like, how are you approaching that?
During the game or practice? During the game. Yeah, obviously I'm in tune every single play call, and you know, last week it was, I'm on the sideline, yes, but how can I help my team, you know, and be a guy there for Mac, helping him with, you know, what he saw on the field when he comes off the sideline, or talking to other players about the play and stuff. So it's just like handling all that, but obviously being in tune and seeing what he's trying or what he's seeing out in the field. It's tougher when you're on the sideline, but I understand, like, his shoes and you know, him going through reads and trying to handle the emotions of a game, it's not easy. And so, obviously, I want to be there for him and my whole team as a whole. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys. That's Brock Purdy. 5 minutes today, and I like your observation. It does mean something that they allowed him to go to a press conference and talk about the injury.
Yeah, and talk about orthotics and mental reps and, you know, the areas in which he struggled in week one with, you know, executing fakes, yep, and bootlegs and dropbacks and all the rest of it. That tells me that it's more in the rearview mirror than it is in front of us.
Agreed.
You know?
And it also means that the 49ers trust Brock Purdy to handle a press conference like that without spilling the beans, because there are beans.
Yeah.
And you got,
and he wasn't asked about the beans, though.
Well, it kind of was. Like, do you want to play? Do you plan to play? Like, in other words, I always think about the beans. And no different than a dinner at a Mexican restaurant. Like, how do you feel afterward? And when you walk out of that press conference, do you have any meat that you can chew on in terms of definitive thought about what's going to happen this weekend? The Niners would like the answer to be no. And I think the answer was no.
Yeah, and I think that's also why they brought out Mac Jones. Because you have Mac went first, and, you know, you ask him questions about the game two, week two, and how he feels and all the rest of it. And then, ooh, surprise, Brock Purdy comes out too. So now you think that either guy could be, if you just brought out Mac Jones, the thought would be, well, he's not playing.
Right.
And if you just brought out Brock Purdy, it'd be like, oh, Brock's for sure playing. And they truly don't know, so you bring out both.
Well, would you like to hear what Big Mac had
to
say?
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, a little bit of what Mac had to say. They asked him if there's any difference this week, because last week he knew he was starting, and this time he doesn't.
As a backup, you know you're not playing the first snap, and as a starter, you are. So you got to be ready for both. And at the end of the day, all the externals don't really matter. You just have to focus on the game plan and getting everything tidied up by Sunday. And that's what I'm doing, just like a normal week for me, and following my schedule and being ready to play if my number's called.
Okay, and then what did he learn last week?
I've worked hard in practice to fix the things. I hate saying fix, but learn from the things I didn't do as well, and just get better at them. And I think the guys have done that, and we've definitely moved on from that game. Just really focus on the Cardinals and stacking another good performance and carrying some good momentum into this week.
Anywhere he thought he could be better?
Really just mindset stuff and staying in the moment. And like I said, starting the game faster is important to me. And that just goes down to doing your job really well and sticking to your rules, your reads, all those things. So working on that in practice and still got a lot to put in here and get better at.
And then the last one was, what jumps out at him from the Cardinals defense?
Played against him a few years ago. It's a new scheme and some similar players, but they do a great job disguising coverage and got a lot of good players on the back end. And obviously their defensive line is explosive. Been very impressed with them on film this year and obviously last year too. So they got playmakers. They try to confuse the quarterback and they do a good job of that.
So again, media member, when you walk out of the room, got any meat that you can chew on? Anything definitive? Nope.
Nah, not really.
Nope.
I mean, there are things that he wants to fix. I don't want to say fix, you know, get better at and work on. And yeah, headline, Mac Jones wants to start better after three straight incompletions.
Right.
Ooh, salacious. Yeah, we want you to start better too, Mac. That was a scary opening sequence.
Well, especially because then the Saints have the ball and they fly right down the field and then just miss somebody standing by themselves in the end zone and then bump a field goal off to the right. So, yeah, that game could have been very, very different. That could have been very, very different based on the way it started.
Definitely, and their kicker, the Saints kicker, missed one against Arizona too. So two straight games where groupie came out and flat had a miss.
Yep, and this one obviously being at home and in a dome, and that's different because in theory those are supposed to be the easy ones. And this was, yeah, it was not a long one either that the Saints missed. So anyway, I put that all into a bucket, everything you just heard, and my feeling is, you said 50-50. I think that I can sort of detect a lean from the 49ers that Mac Jones is probably going to start this football game with a
What would you put it at? Like, your percentages?
70.
Okay, 70, 30. Yeah.
Maybe even. I'm tempted to go even higher. I'm tempted to go even higher. Again, I'm very focused on that phrase that Brock used, you never know. And I really do. I believe that you say you never know when you're talking about something that's very unlikely. That's when we say you never know, like that. Like, I think even the definition of the phrase is like someone's like, "Well, that's not going to happen." Well, you never know, right?
Are
you?
So playing? You're saying there's a chance?
Yeah, you playing?
Know?
You're not playing. Well, you never know. You wouldn't say it the other way around. So I just, to me, and again, whatever. We're like parsing words and pulling little things
that's
apart.
That's what we
do. Yeah, but I also think that when you hear a player and the player, how many times have we heard a player be like, "Oh, I'm fine, I'm fine. You're going to keep me off of this field." And then, like, you're like, yeah, you're inactive, dude. You know what I mean? Like, we're not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We're not playing you. So the player always thinks that. But Brock's not doing that. Brock's not like, you're keeping me off this field. Brock is like, I have to be very smart, and yeah, there's orthotic issues and blah, 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 and you never know. And so, I don't know. He just sounds like someone to me who is probably not going to start, and he's probably mentally preparing himself to not start.
And if the game were today, Thursday night football, he probably wouldn't go. And by Sunday, it could be better. It could get to a point where he's better enough to where he could go. And the fact that he's already working with them on orthotics and plates and shoes and cleats and all that stuff tells me that he's trending in the right direction. And if it feels better in, I guess it'll be less than 72 hours now, it'll be just short of 3 full days, then he gets out there and he runs around and that adrenaline kicks in, he might be out there and give it a go.
He might.
I'm going to keep it at 50-50.
Like, here's the thing, and I know that if you work in pro sports, you have to learn how to go tunnel vision and block this stuff out. But the guys earlier weren't wrong. You put Brock out there, and then he goes limping off the field in the second quarter, the Niners are going to get absolutely publicly torched. You have to learn how to make decisions without worrying what the public is going to say. I mean, in a way, you have to do that in your private life as well, right? You have to get used to making decisions and not worry if Instagram likes it or not. But I wonder about this here. I wonder about the idea of putting Brock out there, even though everyone is aware that there's an injury and orthotics and sort of a hesitation about it and a we'll see. So that's it's difficult. They get very good at that. That's what they do. But that, I think it would be difficult to put him out there. They would be opening themselves up to criticism.
And
there's no question.
Yeah, it's different when it's the franchise quarterback as well, because nobody is really having the same conversations or hand-wringing about Juwan Jennings, who he might have a couple different injuries. And
he does.
Nobody, yeah, but nobody's saying, oh, you know, you can't put him out there. And if he was to go out and have his shoulder or his leg get, you know, hurt more, it's not going to be as big a deal.
No.
People still might wonder, like,
you why'd know, you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, if you re-injure something.
If it's the franchise quarterback, it's a much bigger conversation and the stakes are much higher.
Gosh, the receiver room is, what an interesting start. We're 1 week away from adding DeMarcus Robinson.
True. Yeah.
1 week away.
And I don't know if you've seen a lot of the video from practice, but Brandon Ayuk is running fast.
He was running around.
He's doing a lot of, you know, he's not yet doing full-on football stuff, but he looks good in the straight-ahead sprint. He looks really good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that, like, he feels 100%, but as we've been told 1,000 times, then there's game speed, then there's taking hits, all of those things. IR was the smart thing to do. We'll see if it's week 6, 7, 8, whenever it may be. But, yeah, the receiver room is on a weekly basis just a complete, like, Ricky Pearsall's the constant. You now have Kendrick Bourne. You might have Juwan Jennings, but then next week you're going to get DeMarcus Robinson. And then very quickly, by the way, don't forget about Jordan Watkins. That's a piece of this puzzle too. And then how many more weeks away are we from Brandon Ayuk? So, yeah, like it's that group is going to be an evolving thing constantly. All right, Bill Walsh's name came up earlier, and we wanted to do something for Bill because of that. Before we do that, though, I would just like to report to everybody, hot knife meets butter. Hot knife meets butter.
I was watching that, yeah.
Your spread is now 19.5. Just saying.
I thought it was 11.5. Well, did they go for two?
Well, sorry. Extra point pending.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Great. I got Khalil Shakir, so maybe Buffalo's going to be more inclined to throw the pill.
I've got Khalil Shakir. Yeah, 7-0 Dolphins right down the field.
Yeah, so, anyway. A lot of it was helped by a monster kick return. So I don't know if you saw that. They got to the 50. Monster.
Yeah, it was out to midfield.
It's good.
I mean, everybody gets to the 35. What's another 15 yards?
We don't.
Yeah, no, good point. All right, let's play higher or lower, shall we?
Let's do it.
Explain this to the people.
Well, I take an item, and today's item is Bill Walsh, and it was inspired by Herm Edwards, hello, who invoked his name. And I look at something that has
to
do with that.
You play to win the game.
There you go. And today, the number we're going to work off of is 102. Bill Walsh had 102 career wins as the 49ers coach.
It's crazy that number, it sounds so low.
It does, right?
I know, yeah.
But
yeah.
That's what he had. Yep. And so we're going to do 10 items, and I'm going to ask the group, Willard, Grandy, and Ken making his debut, is the next thing that I tell you, is it higher or lower than 102?
Okay.
Willard, are you ready?
Yes.
Grandy, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Ken, welcome to the show. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to mix up the order today. If you are in the lead, you're going to go first every time.
Every time?
Yeah. Okay. And if there's a tie, I'll just rotate it around.
Then Grandy goes first because he's got the most career wins with two.
It's 0-0-0. For today, game. So we're going to start with you, Willard. Higher or lower?
Yeah.
Higher or lower than 102, Josh Allen's quarterback rating last year? Higher or lower than 102?
Oh, boy. Josh Allen's quarterback rating.
You love this guy. You love Josh Allen.
Yeah. I'm going to go lower.
Grandy?
I'm going to go higher.
And Ken.
He was the MVP, so I'm going to go higher.
It is lower.
Yeah!
Dang it.
That's a good start. That's like the Dolphins. It's a good start.
101.4.
Wow,
close. Was the quarterback rating.
Yeah, which is a high number, by the way.
Super high.
That's really good.
Number two, we start with Willard. He's in the lead. Higher or lower than 102? Camilo Doval, career saves.
Oh, gosh.
Higher or lower than 102?
Doval, career saves. Jeez. I'll go higher.
Grandy?
Yeah, higher.
Ken?
I'm going to go lower.
Higher, 108.
108.
108.
All right, Grandy.
2-1-0. Willard, we start with you. You're in the lead.
You're allowed to get one right every now and again, Ken.
No, although last time Lucas didn't
he's
either.
He's playing the Lucas role. Well done.
Can we call you Lucas? Anyway.
Number three, higher or lower than 102, Willard, total number of receiving touchdowns for Tim Brown.
That's so random. Tim Brown.
Random.
That's a lot of touchdowns, but he was great. I'll go higher.
Grandy?
Lower.
And Ken?
I'm going to go higher.
Man, Ken, you are Lucas. It's lower.
Grandy, what's the number?
100.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to be close.
I told you off air that this is a tough one.
I know. Yeah.
It's toughy.
These are close.
Yeah, Grandy, you're tied for the lead, so we'll start with Grandy and then we'll go to Willard.
We're tied.
I know, but I said I would mix it around.
Yeah, you get the tiebreaker because you won the knockout tournament.
Higher or lower than 102, Grandy. Total hits by Madison Bumgarner as a batter.
Oh.
As a batter. I mean, how many do you think he would get a year?
Bumgarner, as a batter, how many hits?
He had at least 7 or 8, 9 home runs.
Yeah. There.
I'm going to say lower.
And Willard?
Yeah, I'll also say lower.
And Ken?
I'm just going to be a difference maker. I'm going to go higher.
Attaboy, Ken, it's higher. 109.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Hits. Okay, all right.
He's on the board.
We got a little something here.
We go to Willard now. Higher or lower than 102? Career three-pointers made by Markelle Fultz.
Oh, God.
Former number one overall.
I'll go higher.
Grandy?
That's got to be higher. Yeah, I'm with Willard.
And Ken?
Hey, let's just go lower.
Ken, you're back in it. It's lower.
God. Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Close. 83.
Jeez. Markelle, 83. What are you
embarrassing.
Doing?
Yeah, struggling. All right, Ken?
What don't call it a comeback. In?
This is going to be round number six.
Six, right. Okay.
And it's 2-2-2.
Everybody's got 2-2-2.
Ken, we start with you. Welcome to the leaderboard. Ken, higher or lower than 102? Number of kilometers in 62 miles.
Oh, geez.
Holy crap.
Number of kilometers.
This is such a dibs question.
In 62 miles.
My brain's hurting even thinking about this.
Higher.
Ken says higher. Grandy?
Number of
kilometers in 60. What? 62?
Lower.
And Willard.
What did Ken say?
Ken said higher. I said lower.
Oh, God. Kilometers. I'll go lower.
Yeah, of course. It's lower.
Yes.
It's 100.
What do you mean? Yeah, of course it's lower.
A 10K is 6.2, therefore 100K is 62. What's
people
so hard about that?
You have to know that for it to not be hard.
I'm not
be
European, a runner. Sorry.
You know yeah. stuff that, like, I don't, like.
It's because I was a runner.
No,
so.
It's because you retain useless information. Anyway, go ahead.
3-3, we start with Willard.
Hold on, who got the, you, Grandy, you lost, right?
No, I got that right. It's 3-3 okay, to 2. Lost. Ken's okay. in third.
I wish.
I do wish.
Higher or lower than 102, Bill Walsh career wins as a Niner coach.
Even.
Career playoff wins for Steve Kerr as a coach.
Oh, wow.
Higher or lower than 102.
Career playoff wins for Steve Kerr.
As a head coach is what you're saying?
Correct.
Oof. I'm going to go lower.
Grandy?
Well, that's...
Grandy.
I'm thinking.
I saw you in there trying to math it up.
Yep, he is.
I think it's lower, but it's close. Lower.
Ken.
Give me higher.
Can you take me higher?
Oh!
Higher. 104.
Oh, I'm
wow.
back.
Wow.
Sixth all-time okay. in playoff victories. Grandy, we go to you. It's a three-way tie. 3-3-3.
And which question is this?
This is
number eight.
Yep.
Oh, man.
You're going to love this one, Grandy.
Stressful.
Higher or lower than 102? Highest ever recorded temperature in San Francisco. Higher or lower than 102?
It's either 101 or 103.
yep.
Told you this is a tough one, Willard.
I actually think I know this one, but anyway, I could be wrong.
I'll go higher.
I too.
Ken?
I'm going lower.
I'm
going
to go higher.
It is higher.
Yeah.
Willard and Grandy
yeah.
get the point. 104.
I think it was the day that I went to Pearl Jam at Golden Gate Park. I swear.
September 1st, 2017.
Nope. That was not that long ago.
I happen to keep that one here.
All right.
So this will be Willard going first.
Okay.
Ken, you're down. It's 4-4-3. This is the tightest game ever.
Ever.
This is number nine. Willard, higher or lower than 102? Total number of NFL games played by John Feliciano, friend of the program.
Okay, I know that he played 10 years in the league, but there were injuries. Ah, wow, this is probably tight, but I'm going to go higher.
Grandy?
Oh, this might be the decider. I'm going lower.
And Ken?
I'm going to go lower.
It's higher.
Oh, yes, sir.
113.
Yes, sir.
All right, one to go.
So this wait a minute. Who got that right in there?
You. Just you.
Just me?
Yeah. Willard 5, Grandy 4.
And Ken eliminated.
Ken, thank you for playing, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
Rookie effort. Great we have one Ken. More to go.
Better than Lucas.
Go Dolphins.
Grandy has a Duck chance storm. to tie if he can get this one and yeah. Mark misses it. Yeah. Number 10. Higher or lower than 102. Total number of candidates who received votes in the 2003 California governor recall election.
What in the world?
In 2003, dude, we had a recall election.
There's something else to be said.
Yes, I remember it fondly.
You are a maniac.
Total number of candidates who received votes in that election.
I don't ever want to hear that you're short on time.
Higher
ever
or
again.
Lower than 102.
Too bad I'm eliminated. I would have known this.
No, you get to answer. God. You get to answer. We go... Willard to Grandy to Ken.
All right. How many candidates received a vote in the 2003 recall, California?
Yeah, Gray Davis got recalled.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'll go higher.
And Grandy?
Easiest lower ever.
And Ken?
Because it has to be.
I'll agree with Willard. Higher.
Yeah, it's higher.
Yes, sir. 135
yes, sir. Candidates received at least a vote.
That's a dub.
I love
that's a dub.
We're going to do the tiebreaker because I love it.
And you tied for second, Grandy. You didn't even get it by yourself. You tied
welcome
for second.
Welcome to the two-win yeah. club, Willard. Welcome.
The tiebreaker is, in what place did the porn star Mary Carey finish?
Oh, I don't want to.
You remember the porn star?
I do remember this.
What place did she come in?
Probably like
what
like,
show is this?
First of all, pause. But anyway,
so, pause.
Good Lord. Probably like eighth.
Randy?
Higher or lower?
No, just what place, in what place did she finish? I won't use this
in the recall
again.
Election?
Correct. Mary Carey, porn star.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she ran for
103rd.
Ken?
87th.
She took 10th, guys.
Yeah, I was, see?
She was in it.
I was right there.
I think that was Schwarzenegger who won it, right?
She had a shot.
Anyway, higher or lower, congratulations, Mark Willard. That is your Bill Walsh edition of Higher or Lower.
That was fun. That was fun. And it means something to me that I won a Bill Walsh-related contest.
And that was a tough one.
Yeah.
As I looked it over today, I was like, ooh, some of these are like nail biters now.
Yeah. Hot knife meets butter.
Yeah.
Hot knife and butter.
Yeah,
the Bills just went right back the other way. It was 7-7.
Did Hips Don't Lie, Shakira?
No. He doesn't throw to his wide receivers. I've got Keon, and he doesn't. They haven't even tried him yet. They don't even know they're there. Josh. Ooh, Josh Allen. Throw the ball to a wide receiver once a day, for crying out loud.
So you're able to be on the radio, play a game, and watch a game?
Totally.
And I'm the maniac? Just because I happen to do a deep dive on the 2003 gubernatorial recall election?
Yes, I'm going to absolutely stand by that. You're asking Grandy about Gray Davis. He doesn't even know who that is. He was in diapers, for crying out loud. Were you in diapers? Where were you?
In 03?
03. How old?
Seven.
Seven. He was a slow learner.
Schwarzenegger, followed by Bustamante.
Oh, that's right, Cruz.
Tom McClintock. Peter Cameo.
Who are you?
Ow. Ariana Huffington.
Oh, yes.
She took fifth.
Yeah, Huffington Post.
And then, yeah, the complete list. Larry Flint, the porn magnate, took seventh.
We're just.
Former child actor Gary Coleman, eighth.
We've got, like, you read stuff like this, and I'm like, people try to defend the behavior. We're so ridiculous. I mean,
California?
Everybody.
Human beings?
Everybody. Listen to who people are voting for. Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Mary Carey.
Took 10th.
Gary Coleman. What are we doing?
Gary Coleman got 14,242 votes.
Awesome.
Peter Uberoth, the former baseball commissioner.
Peter Uberoth.
He took 6th. Van Vo, 13th.
Who's Van Vo?
David Laughing Horse Robinson took 15th.
You? David Robinson? I didn't know that the Admiral ran.
Who else? Oh, just one name. Angeline. She's an American singer and actress.
Yeah.
She took 29th.
I'm out on this. Yeah.
So what?
Anyway.
And I see you 925. Keon Coleman, get yourself a new wide receiver. It's a deep league. Okay?
16 teams.
Yeah. And he's like my WR4. There's people who are hurt. Stand down. Okay? A lot of backup quarterbacks in. I want receivers who have their quarterback in. That's part of my philosophy.
Yeah.
I'm trusting backup quarterbacks to hit wide receivers. That's all.
Speaking of which,
what is going on here?
Well, I got Jaden Daniels.
Talking about the game.
Trying to think of, I think I picked up a quarterback. I got Sam Darnold. Jaden Daniels may not play. I got Darnold,
but you're fine.
Not thrilled. Oh,
you're fine.
I picked up Jake Browning. Yeah, I'm excited.
It's not going to go well for you. Anyway, I'll tell you what will go really well for you, and make for a hell of a day. Spend the entire day as you get ready for the 49er game with us. Sunday at the tailgate. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Pre-game show is going to start at 10 a.m. Lo Neal and Evan Giddings will be your hosts and MCs. And we're going to have games in the parking lot, great food, drinks. And it's a great place to watch all the early games as well. So head on down there early and have a great time. And if you're going to the actual 49er game as well, you can come on by before and then join for the pre-game party and, you know, use the parking lot, take a shuttle back and forth to the game for just $25. You can reserve a spot for that shuttle by going to our website, 957thegame.com. Click on the kickoff show link, and that'll be there. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale is at 1235 Oak Mead Parkway, right near the stadium. We, of course, look forward to seeing you there. We're also sponsored by Moderna, and this is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue. Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Not bad, guys.
On 95.7 The Game.
So those of you who have been with us for the entire show know that at a certain point we were planning to have JT O'Sullivan, former Niner quarterback, on the show.
Yeah. Is he coming up now?
No. He's not coming up right now. But you know when he is coming up? He's coming up tomorrow. And I appreciate JT. I appreciate JT.
He's a good guy. Good content.
There's two things. Well, first of all, yeah, there's that. But that's not why I appreciate him today. There's two things that that I love about the text message that I just received from JT. And A, yeah, he will always respond. And the second thing he will do is he will take accountability. And so JT was like, dude, I messed up my schedule. So I messed it up. Can we do it tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, we can do it tomorrow. Do you know how many other people that we reach out to? And I don't even mean this just about the show. Sometimes about anything. I've told you this before. If you want to tick me off, don't respond to my text.
Oh, okay. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, write it down. I don't
look at our individual, you and me, because I like to think that I'm pretty good at responding.
You're very good.
And you're excellent, too. Like, I'll tell you what I'm doing, either driving or Bart, and right away, boop.
Well, I always want to give you, I see you. You know what I mean? I just think, like, and maybe I'm wrong on this, I think it is the most attitudinal thing a human being can do. You text me, and I'm just like, meh. Especially if it's one thing if I don't even know you or you don't know me, but good grief, who do you all think you are? Just gonna blow it off. Wow. So I just, public service announcement, you're a jerk if you do that on purpose. If you read someone's text and go, you're a jerk. I think that is the biggest jerk move.
If it happens more than once, I mean, if it happens on the regular, because honestly.
Nice, Jimmy. Yeah. No, if it's an accident, if you forget,
sure.
You intended to, okay, yes, okay. But there's people who look at it and they're just like, eh, that person's not worth my time.
Yeah, I'm going to look at my phone real quick and just see if I've been blowing anybody off of late. You know, you get a text and I try to respond to all of them, but sometimes, you know, you get into it and it's like bop, 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 and then that one slides down off of your main screen. Because I look at mine now and I've got 5 threads and, yeah, I can see those 5, but if it gets beyond that, now you got to scroll. And once you get into the scroll.
But the scroll, you have like a little thing on there that tells you got a new text, right?
Right. And then you read the text and then maybe something pops up and then you don't respond.
Again, that's intentions. All I'm looking for are intentions here. If you mean to respond, and I'm not even saying you need to do it in an hour or 5 hours or a day.
Yeah.
Or a day. I sent one last week to somebody who was like, you know, it went a few days. And I was like, oh, that's odd. And then on Monday, I got it. Hey, was out of town for the weekend. Bop-a-da, bop-a-da, beep. Sorry about that. You know, let's connect on this. Great. I'm not like militant about how long it takes you. But if you're one of those people that looks at a text and goes, meh, good Lord, who do you think you are? I think that's brutal.
Yeah, it's
brutal.
It's a little rude if it happens all the time, but, you know, sometimes these things happen. My neighbor, actually, I'm looking at a text right now from 2 days ago. She sent me a text, and I've not responded, and I probably should have. So, yeah, now you got me feeling bad.
No, but, like, you still can.
Oh, and I will.
Then it's okay.
Right.
It doesn't need to be today.
And also, you get to a point where the conversation's over. I had somebody ask me.
That's what emojis are for.
And I don't do emojis.
Okay, well then what about the
rarely.
Little, but just hold it and give a thumbs up.
Occasionally I'll throw a thumbs up on it. Rarely, but emojis to me is almost worse than not responding.
That's like, fine.
You'll hit me with a thumbs up. I'll tell you I'm taking Bart because you and I share a spot kind of where I like to let you know that you can go ahead and hog the double spot.
I appreciate that.
And so you'll hit me with a thumbs up or... And I also like that you vary your response. Like sometimes it's a gotcha. It's an okay. It's a thumbs up. You mix it up. And I like that about you.
Thank you.
You don't just do the same thing over and over.
I appreciate you noticing.
And fire off the letter K.
Yeah.
You don't strike me as a guy who tolerates
thanks.
K.
I don't like K.
Like I'll go okay on people
okay.
a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Not
is
just
fine.
K.
Okay.
K is, you might need to get slapped if you respond with K.
Well, it's even worse when people do 2 Ks.
KK?
KK. That's like, are you a teenage girl?
Right.
But anyway, yeah. That's my thing. We've all got our thing. We've all got our thing. Like, my God, if you look at a text from me and just go, meh, I don't like you.
Yeah.
It's awful. That's awful. Jeez.
I've got so many things. I'm trying to figure out what my one thing is.
Well, can you put the text into real life? All right? I'm walking down the street. You're walking by me. You ever do this? It happens all the time when I'm walking the dog. Are you one of the people that'll be like, good morning? Good morning. Can you imagine if I'm like, good morning? And you just go, meh. And I'm not going to, no response. Wow, bleep you.
If it's somebody you know or just anybody?
Anybody. If you're a neighbor, I don't know you, but you live 8 houses down.
Who are you?
Walking my dog. You're walking yours. It's 8:30 in the morning. You walk by. I'm like, hey, good morning. And you just look at me. Stone face. And just keep walking. Ew. The hell are you?
Well, I didn't set out here to talk to you.
No, but like.
Nobody said I got to answer you.
Like, acknowledge human beings. Acknowledge human beings who acknowledge you. Somebody says something to you, respond. Like, I tell this to my kids all the time because they're sitting there on the phone just with their face 1 inch away from the phone. Hey, what are you thinking for dinner tonight? No response. Hey, Jude, how was your day at school? No response.
Yeah, that's not working.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
We're over here. We're having human interaction. Let's be here. Like, don't leave people on red, whether it's on a phone or not. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's a tough one.
Anyway.
I deal with that sometimes with the toddler. Well, if Dora's on.
It's a little different when they're three, but go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, Mila, what do you want for breakfast? Mila. After about five Milas, now you're going to, I'm going to, you know, pause it or turn it off. Put it back on. Totally.
Pause.
I'm trying to make you food. Can you just tell me what you want?
Anyway, I appreciate JT O'Sullivan. He has never not responded.
Except when they called him earlier and he refused to pick up.
Yeah, no. And then he's like, dude, twice. But then he's like, I messed up. I texted him twice. He responded 4 hours later, but he responded.
Yeah.
Like, great. That's being a human being. Whoops. My bad. I'm here. Okay. Well, how about tomorrow? You got it.
And he's like is he a quarterback coach or is he crunching tape?
Yeah, he runs what's called the QB school.
That's right.
On YouTube. Really, really good breakdowns. Really good. Does a lot of all of the quarterbacks. So Purdy, Mac Jones.
It's called the QB school.
The QB school.
Okay.
So yeah, Purdy, Mac Jones, whatever. Yeah, I saw it too. Josh Allen.
Not your guy, not my guy.
No, but Josh Allen should be everybody's guy. That's the dude right there.
He just whatever, a little backhand shovel pass.
Give me all the Patrick Mahomes. Good
Lord. Mahomes would have done that with three guys around his legs and a bad ankle. Allen, just flip it. You're not Mahomes. Get your own thing. Get your own bit.
Grandy, what do you got coming up?
You guys chatted with Herm Edwards earlier, and that was amazing, so we're going to have to hear that back.
Okay, and by the way, while you're listening to it, you should be thinking here on 95.7 The Game about the fact that all of it is presented by Paramount+. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount+. Yeah, Herm was fantastic. If you all miss Herm now, don't miss Herm, because Herm was not only informative, but dare I say, inspirational. Is that fair?
Always. Herm's always that.
Yeah.
He's always all those things and so much more.
So JT O'Sullivan will join us tomorrow. And Jonathan
Steiny and Goo have got themselves a monster.
Jonathan Kuminga's agent at 10:30 tomorrow. Is it Aaron Taylor? Is that his name? Yeah.
Aaron Turner.
Yeah. Aaron Turner. Jonathan Kuminga's agent. 10:30 tomorrow morning, Steiny and Goo. That's gonna be amazing.
Yep.
You wanna do it again tomorrow?
I cannot wait.
You ready to talk about Kuminga for 4 hours?
I think we'll find some Football Friday in there.
You're damn right.
We'll give out some more locks as well.
That's right. Bills minus 11.5 is the pick tonight?
Yep.
Okay.
14-7, yep, second quarter.
All right, for Dibs, for Granny, for Ken, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.